And from our New York studios, let's go inside her story with Jackie Reed. Good morning, Jackie.
Good morning, Tom and Sybil and Dominique. Now listen, University students are part of a federal lawsuit against Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority Incorporated and Howard University. Now the girls are suing along with their mothers because they were denied access to the sorority. They also say they experienced hazing and that AKA participated in witness tampering.
Yeah, Delta,
going
right?
Inside her story. I am a member of Delta Sigma Theta.
I just want to get, I want to vet first. That's all.
You know, that is so not necessary. I'm a journalist. I'm going inside her story with their attorney, D.C. area attorney, J. Wendell Gordon. Good morning, J. Wendell.
Good morning, Jackie. How are you?
Very well. Okay, let's go back to the beginning. Now, these two students are legacies, meaning both of their mothers are also members of Alpha Kappa Alpha. Now, they say they should have been granted membership because they are legacies. And I didn't realize this, but AKA has a legacy clause. Explain this.
Well, Jackie, this case is really about broken promises, breach of contract, and AKA respecting the rights of its membership. In fact, it has more to do with those three things than it does my client. Daughters who sought to participate in Howard's membership intake process. The daughters are really collateral damage. They're victims caught in the crossfire between a larger battle between AKA and its betrayed membership. Under current law, a voluntary members organization creates a legally enforceable contract between the organization and its membership. The daughters have an enforceable right under the intended third-party beneficiary doctrine of contract law. Now, AKA is not just an organization, it's a corporation, a multi-million dollar corporation. It can sue and be sued. So they're bound by the same laws as any other multi-million dollar corporation of its kind.
But, Jay Wendell, is there a legacy clause?
Yeah, you haven't answered the question, lawyer.
Yeah. Well, yeah, absolutely there's a legacy clause. In fact, AKA is the only member in the Divine Nine that has a legacy clause. And this legacy clause gives priority to legacy candidates. Basically,
okay, so they were not, their legacy, these two ladies are seniors, so this is it for them as far as pledging undergraduate. They were legacies, and you're saying non-legacies were let on this line,
right.
You know, that's up and
not
running
only,
now
not,
over
right.
them.
Not only non-legacy, but non-legacy seniors were allowed on this clause. And basically, according to AKA law, the legacies are supposed to be selected first. Everybody else is selected second.
I've never heard of that.
In the Constitution. Apparently, AKA has never heard of it either, and they don't read their Constitution because it's right there in black and white. Now, these aren't our laws. We didn't create these laws. We didn't write them. My clients just followed them, relied upon them, and expected AKA to apply them. AKA broke the law. So this is really, as I said before, a breach of contract case because, again...
Well, Jay Wendell, now your clients believe this all stemmed from the two students, you know, because you represent the mothers and the young ladies, right. You're saying that the clients reported a hazing incident, hazing incident during their freshman year?
Well, hazing.
And that's why they were denied access?
Well, not necessarily all that. Don't get caught up on this hazing thing. There's hazing involved in this case, but hazing is not the controlling issue. Hazing.
Well, why do you think they were denied access?
Hazing just provides the motivation for AKA to deny these women because women who submitted to hazing were selected. Even those women who were non-legacies were selected who submitted to hazing. My clients resisted hazing. They followed the rules just as their mother did.
Did they file a complaint? Did one of the mothers file a complaint saying that their daughters were hazed?
What they witnessed is what they considered to be questionable conduct. They told their mother. Their mother investigated, and their mother actually did bring it to the director's attention. Yes. So the answer is yes.
And yet they still wanted to join the sorority after this hazing incident?
At this point in time, it's not necessarily about joining the sorority. It's about justice. And for them, justice preempts the sorority. Now,
Jay Wendell? What do these girls do? They want money? Do they want membership? What do they want?
They want any number of things. They want an apology, and then I'm talking about the mothers.
Do they want money?
You caught up on the daughter because the daughters make the story for
you. Do they want money?
About the mothers and the members.
Lawyer, do they want money?
I mean, if that's the only way to get justice, what we're seeking is justice. If it includes money, if it includes whatever that entails, that's what.
How much money?
Well, that's what a jury decides. That's not our.
How much are you asking for?
How much are we asking for? We demanded over $75,000 so that we can meet the minimal threshold of federal court. But again, the jury makes those decisions, not us.
What about witness tampering?
Oh, yeah, I'm glad you brought that up. As a result of our lawsuit, AKA placed in writing that they were suspending my client's privileges and threatened to expel them. Under federal law, that is a criminal violation, 18 U.S.C. 1512, which prohibits witness tampering. It carries a 20-year period of incarceration at worst.
So they kicked out one of the mothers?
They kicked out both of the mothers for merely trying to enforce their rights under AKA's constitution. Yes.
Mm.
So there's a lot involved in this case.
Are these girls still on campus at Howard?
They're still on campus at Howard. They intend to graduate on time, and they intend to pursue their respective careers rather successfully.
And they want to bring down the AKA.
I see them bring it up to AKA, because the AKA needs to be able to talk to the group and respect the rights of his members. That's not bringing anybody down. That's raising them up. That's elevating them. AKA should be an organization that respects the rights of its members and is beholden to it and bound by its own.
And holding them to a standard.
Right.
Jay Wendell, are you Greek?
I'm sorry?
Are you a Greek? Are you a member of a Greek organization?
I'm a member of a Greek organization, but I'm African American.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, Jay Wendell Gordon. All right, thank you.
All right, Jackie. Hug it next on the TJMS.